This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys, our friends in Pittsburgh are talking about us. Within the last hour, via 93.7, the Fan's morning show, Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson. Heard your guys' audio earlier today on watchable teams of this year, which included the Steelers from Lima, and decided to rub some extra salt in that wound.
Right.
Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima in Cleveland, Ohio. I don't really know the context of their conversation, but I'm going to frame it like this. Which teams would we rather watch than our own? You know, the Browns suck, and you got a tackle. Did you see this? Jedrick Wills saying he's making business decisions.
Yes.
You trade Cooper. You're subtracting from the team. The players are probably thinking, what the hell are we even doing this for? And in one instance, like I just mentioned, a guy who doesn't want to suit up for the club right now. And they're discussing, which teams would you rather watch? And God just inject it right into my veins. Mm. Because I find there are no fan bases that talk more junk than the Browns. All off season, we've got Deshaun Watson, you've got Russell Wilson, our guy's better, we're going to win the division, we can win the Super Bowl, and you, Pittsburgh, you're stuck in quarterback purgatory, moving on from your first round draft pick, and you move on from the guy who was 3-0 at the end of last season, you guys are stuck in the mud. Well, 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 how the turntables, Doran.
He's not a good trash talker, I'll tell you that. We are way better at it. But I got to take it, don't I?
Yeah, the substance of what he's saying. Now, this show, I don't think we were necessarily all about Deshaun Watson giving us the biggest edge. We were hopeful.
But we're on at the same time.
Yeah,
so
we were definitely,
you can't really hear that.
We were definitely hopeful that Deshaun would be all healed up and ready to go. We certainly had our doubts about that. The Steelers are interesting. I did pick them to finish last in the division. So, Egg is definitely on my face on that. I thought that Russ would be, and Justin Fields would be, I did think they'd be better than the quarterback play they had last year. I did not know that Russ would be able to dial this up. So, again, I was definitely wrong on that.
Yeah.
I've always had respect to their defense. I mean, obviously, I think the world of TJ Watt, pains me to say it, but he's really good.
I hate the Steelers. I do respect them. I can't not respect something I hate. I have to respect it to hate it.
I've defended Tomlin against their own hosts. I mean, their own hosts have cracked on Tomlin and wanted to move on.
I have also called up their own hosts and did a Jim Trafficant impression as Jim in Ohio and ripped those hosts and ripped the Steelers. So I have to take that on the chin, don't I?
Yeah, this is what happens. We are in last.
Yeah, I'm 2-7.
They are really good and have a chance to win the division.
Yeah. So
but their schedule, by the way, their schedule is brutal. So the Steeler fans better get their trash talking in about their team now because it gets a lot harder.
I hope it does get a lot harder, but somehow I just, they're a cockroach.
And well, I say that and they play us twice.
That's even better. So we had a controversy earlier today. The Fairview Park Christmas lights on Seabury Drive, Seabury Avenue, Seabury?
I think so, yeah.
That they are curtailing the lights. You can't put them on the tree lawn. You can't put them over the walkways, the sidewalks, because the crowds, there's too many crowds. We played audio from WKYC. There's too many crowds. People are mitigating in public, in the bushes, in the yards and whatnot. There's drunkenness, public drunkenness, vandalism. The police have had to be called out, and then the first responders can't get to where they need to go because of the crowds. You and I had a very strong back and forth about it because you said I was a Grinch, and I said I'm not going to use taxpayer money to put a cop in someone's driveway to make sure that they can watch, and also I don't want people taking leaks in my bushes. We went to the Facebook page. Owen was able to do it because Owen's not silly and he was not born yesterday. Mitch was apparently born yesterday every day.
I got into the page.
You got into the page as well?
Yes.
I beg your pardon. So, and I also had a mole send me screenshots of very angry Fairview Park residents. No names, guys. If you guys got... Owen, if you got some names here, don't mention names. Just give me some comments. Some people are very upset.
I'm looking at a post from 5 days ago, which was made, and I'll give you a name here on this one.
Whoa.
Mayor Bill Schneider made a post.
Public figure.
Hello, Bill.
It is the city's statement regarding this situation. The Seabury Holiday Light statement. Several comments underneath. One commenter said, when there is an election, Mayor Bill Schneider, and tagged him, does not have my vote. This is the most preposterous and ridiculous statement that is full of ridiculous reasons why our Mayor Grinch is taking away Christmas cheer, and I cannot wait for the next election, so I cannot vote for him.
Whoa!
So now it's getting political.
Over the Christmas lights?
Yeah. Over the war on Christmas.
That's right.
I can never be mayor. I can never be a mayor of a small town or a big town. Never.
Too many masters to please.
Oh, my gosh.
Another comment. How do you have all this time and money to invest in destroying the best part of living in Fairview Park and also have zero time to update us on what is going on with our aquatic center, the second best thing about living in the city that also no longer exists?
I've been to the library that's right next to there, and they have a great kids section at the library. Izzy is in love, except there were some too catty girls there last time.
Yes.
Let's clean it up, Fairview. So do you agree? We should have a poll question. Is the light display the best part of living in Fairview Park?
Somebody writes, making it easier for emergency vehicles and first responders to get to a neighbor in need of emergency assistance is probably more important than your personal Christmas cheer.
Okay, by
boom shakalaka.
All right, but by that standard, why do anything ever if anything could get in the way of that?
Like, we must remain vigilant.
Why ever do a parade? Because all of a sudden your first responders are at the start of the parade. What about behind it? What do you do? How do you get there? Like, you would just not have anything.
3,100 words to state that the arches are no longer allowed over the sidewalks. And someone responds, well, how could they possibly get a point across without quoting Robert Frost? Was Robert Frost quoted during their initial statement?
Well, you can't have a post on Christmas without someone named Frost.
Yes, it's true. Kris Kringle, if you will, will monitor the situation. Could you imagine this? Hey, I got a new fire station built. Yay! I lowered your taxes. All right.
Yeah.
Schools are wonderful, even though I probably have no power to that because I'm a mayor. All right.
Great.
Hey, we have to kind of cut back on the lights. People are taking number ones in people's front yards. You are out of here. Get your bleep.
I think this story, honestly, I think this is the type of story that the headline could go national.
I think it's the type of story where the headline should go national.
You know what? That's what we're here to do, to inflame those passions and to host a very pleasant conversation.
This guy might be the nicest mayor ever, and they're making him out to be Mr. Potter. It's unbelievable.
Right. He could be doing everything right. He could be amazing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can't mess with Christmas.
For all you guys on Seabury Avenue, we should go over there.
Take the show on the road?
Yes, you and I should do a show from over there in the morning.
But then someone will protest and say, how are the first responders going to get to the house with Ken and Lima doing their show?
What if Ken chokes on a sandwich? What if he has a heart attack?
How are they going to get
what
there?
Are you guys going to do?
Yep.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey. And together we have the podcast Office Ladies. Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.